And I'll let you talk a little bit about this.
Sure. In 2013, there was some key legislation. There were about four or five bills that impacted the ability for craft breweries to distribute and to be able to get their product out in the market and to be able to sell directly to retailers. And Ian referenced the graph previously with the lobbying power. The distributors have quite a bit of power in let's just say, in setting competition and in limiting competition. And there was several sessions worth of fights, and finally in 2013, the craft brewery industry was able to make some progress. And so this opened up the door for people such as Ian and JD's his business partner, in seeing opportunities and where could they go and look to see where they could establish themselves so they could take advantage of this change in the law.
And so this was a big deal. You know, my business partner and I had already been homebrewing for a couple years when 2013 rolled around, but until this legislation passed, we didn't really have an opportunity to not only establish a brew pub, but then distribute to HEB. So, frankly, we thought it was many, many years in the making down the road before this would happen. So 2013 was really a breakthrough year. So that's what got us to the kind of overview of the craft beer industry. But Marion Sierra is actually a native of Taylor, so he's going to give you a little history on where we've been.
So this is a photo of Taylor taken about 2 weeks ago. You could see it was a nice day, busy, normal market day for Taylor. No, really, this is, you know, Taylor is a, if you're not familiar with Taylor, we're about 35 miles northeast of here. It takes about 35 minutes to get to this spot. It's a rural agricultural community, heavy on cattle and cotton and corn and maize and wheat, and still is heavy into agriculture.